Welcome to Fresh from the Field Fridays by the Produce Industry Podcast, your weekly download on supply trends, category updates, brand awareness, and what's hot in the market. Join us each week from San Francisco Bay, California, as we cover all aspects of the produce supply chain industry. Ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Dan, the Produce Man.
Hey, produce people, welcome back to Fresh from the Field Fridays. Now, I'm your host today, Patrick Kelly. Dan, the Produce Man, is taking a couple weeks off. He's on some projects. He's scavenging the produce market in San Francisco. So I told him, hey, I got this for you. We can take care of this. So we've got a guest today that is no stranger to the show. Now, before we get started, though, everyone, I got to give a shout out to all of our sponsors here on Fresh from the Field Fridays. Now, Fresh from the Field Fridays is brought to you by the Produce Industry Podcast and our lovely sponsors of Buck Naked Onions, Equifruit, and that's right, Sunrays. Now, we have a new sponsor that came on January 2024, and they are a Michigan Apple sponsor, everyone. That's right, we're talking all things Michigan apples. So a shout out to our new sponsor, who is Bell Harvest. Now, three apples we want to highlight today, which is the Smitten, the Sweet Tango, and the Evercrisp. Now, I was just with Casey Girard just about a few weeks ago in Alabama. He threw me a Sweet Tango. He said, you got to try these. So a few apples that I have not tried before or haven't tried in years are now hitting my taste buds. Again, speaking of that, the Sweet Tango, listen, it's a blend of two flavors, a varieties, a Zen Star, and a Honeycrisp. You can't beat that. The flavor is crisp and sweet. So you got to try the Sweet Tangos, everyone. And then, as always, the Evercrisp, a little bit different of an apple. It's a cross between the Fuji and the Honeycrisp. And boy, oh boy, is it sweet, sweet, sweet. And then the Smitten. This is one that I have been sent plenty of times by Bell Harvest. I got it back, almost 3 years ago for the first time. It's tart, it's tangy, and it's full of juice. It'll make you even choke on it a little bit. So everyone, shout out to all of our sponsors. And let's go ahead and get our featured guest on the line. Like I said, no stranger to the show, Ross, the Produce Boss, Nelson.
What's going on, Patrick?
Oh, you know, living the produce dream as we always do.
Well, I know it's not the regular Fresh from the Field Fridays with Dan, but happy to fill in and participate and help out.
You're a natural fill-in, man. I love it. It's one of those things where we can just talk and go at it together. That's one of the things. I mean, listen, everybody, Ross and I have our notes. We always, you know, we talk almost every day, and it's not just, you know, talking about nothing. We're talking about markets. We're talking about what's happening, Ross. And then even, you know, this morning, what did we say? We just like, let's just get on and record and talk about some of the things we're talking about. So I'm going to let you kind of start off with it. I know we've got four topics of discussion, everyone. We're going to try and make it fast. We're going to get through it so your Friday is a little bit more enjoyable without Ross and I in your ears. We're going to go over the Super Bowl. We're going to go over Valentine's Day that was just a couple days ago, Lint and Lemons, and then some market updates. So, Ross, why don't you take it away, Ross?
Thanks, Patrick. Yeah, so Super Bowl, you know, this past Sunday, big holiday for the produce industry, definitely guacamole. I saw a lot of guacamole displays out there with tomatoes, onions, jalapenos, and everything. So, you know, we had that nice Super Bowl, I figure, you know, between the Chiefs and the 49ers in Vegas. I mean, first time, I think, in Vegas and maybe ever, probably. So, you know, it's a party town, a lot of parties.
Not even a question to ask me, but yes, I guess, yes.
In Vegas. I mean, they keep the players away from the strip to keep all those distractions of the strip away. But I'm sure Sunday night, they were all out in full force, you know. Hats off to the Chiefs. 49ers, I'm sure, took their licks and enjoyed some time in Vegas. But, you know, a lot of things going on in the produce world. You know, try to get as much consumption on that Super Bowl Sunday as possible. It's always a good time to do some trays, get some wings, get some celery with the wings, get your veggie trays and fruit trays and all that kinds of stuff. So it's really just a continuous eating for hours. I know a lot of people are into the game, but a lot of people are into the halftime show and the commercials. So put in the comments, what was your favorite commercial?
That's
Did you like
one.
The halftime? did you like Usher? Are you an Usher fan? You know, I know a lot of the wives, you know, that was all the hype, but the ladies are going to be into Usher, so.
Who's not into Usher? No, you're right, man. I mean, Super Bowl was good. It's crazy because I had a crazy weekend as it is. Real quick, we did our Remembrance Day for Daniel, my brother, who died just about, 3 years ago, and it was a nice day. We all wore Buccaneers stuff. I normally don't wear Bucks stuff. I'm not a Bucks fan, but I wore Bucks all day and celebrated. And then Sunday, we had a birthday party, a one-year-old birthday party for a friend of ours. So my son was like, Dad, Super Bowl today. And I was like, oh, yeah, who's playing? Yeah, 49ers. I mean, biggest shout-out I can give is to Brian Barstas. We know he's a Kansas City fan, right? So we know he's a Chiefs fan. He's happy again.
They're taking on that dynasty language away from the Patriots. So
they're going for that. But you know, enough about football, man. I mean, if you think about the day, you know, we had wings, you know, we had cheese dip with beans. We had a lot, dirt cake. I had dirt cake. I haven't had dirt cake in a while, filled it with strawberries, a lot of trays.
We had chocolate fondue with strawberries, bananas, apples. Yep. And some other non-produce items, but
listen, my wife is like, why are you putting strawberries on there? I was like, trust me. She looks at me across the table and was like OG status. Like you did it good on this one. You did it real good. So, those are some of the things that, you know, we did. Obviously guacamole is always a big one. For the Fresh Market being right down the street, I love when I have sponsors, products that are near me. I'm normally a public shopper, but I'm able to go over to the Fresh Market, which is right down the street from the studio, and grab some of the Yokero guacamole. I did that this year. So when we brought our little plate over to the birthday party, you know, we brought packs of the guacamoles. So we're not wasting guacamole either. You know, you make that big old. So we just brought packs of them. And it was kind of amazing because it was easier because everybody kind of had their own little small packs or small cups. So shout out to Terry Murray because we just had our episode on Friday, last Friday, right before talking about the Yokero guacamole cups, right? And guess what? Those are in stadiums too. They're in the Dallas Cowboys stadium. I don't know if they're in the Raiders stadium. They should be, but I mean, seriously. So, I mean, Super Bowl is good. If you notice, Avocados from Mexico did not have their commercial for the first time in many years, which they made that announcement. But I'm also kind of proud that they didn't spend, you know, the millions of dollars on the commercial. But I did miss the jingle, you know, so.
You wonder if that money is now going into promotions at retailers to help continue to drive consumption.
I hope so. They should promote all, even if it's avocados, guacamole, they should be promoting all of it. So
I did see a lot of social media posts on with Melissa's Produce and some different exotic items that they had there. They do some stuff with that stadium. So they had a lot of stuff going on there.
Oh, nice. Nice, man. Yeah. Shout out to Melissa's. They've got some cool items. I've been in their facility with you, so it was really cool.
I still remember that brunch they served us.
Oh my gosh, everybody. We had a private chef. It was amazing. It was so cool. I loved it. Well,
hats off to Jody for setting that up. Thanks, Jody.
Yep, Jody Okamoto. We'll give him a shout out. You know, I better see a comment from Jody here.
We better.
So let's move into floral displays. You know, I'm going to start this one off. You know, what's crazy is, Ross, is maybe it's just where I live. There was not big floral displays this year like I saw last year. I mean, last year I literally saw stores that right when you walked in, like you knew it was Valentine's Day. I was even at a Whole Foods last night, a Publix, and I took my daughter shopping with me to get some last minute fruits and veggies and some other things for snacking purposes. And it wasn't as big as I seen in the past. And again, even the departments, some of the, I would say displays at Whole Foods, they were just normal displays and they had heart cutouts. Or one little display was the cooler where the berries are. Half of it was strawberries and then half of it was flowers. And then it had like the pound cake and the other whipped creams and stuff around. But nothing that I was like, well, Usher would be like, oh my God. Like, you know what I'm saying? There was nothing that exciting.
Yeah. I typically go into like Kroger, and I didn't make it into a Kroger this year, but I went into a couple of different other retailers, Meijer being one, and just didn't really see the impactful displays that you're talking about, where you walk in and it's floral everywhere. I actually had to go hunt to find where the floral was. Produce really didn't have strawberries and those kinds of items set up front. It was more just what was in the ad, apples, citrus, and those kinds of things. So I didn't really see the merchandising geared towards Valentine's Day. And I wonder if that's part of that is because of the way it fell on a Wednesday, you know, when last year being on a Tuesday, they knew that it was going to be a big leading up to that Tuesday and then fall off. But with it on a Wednesday, are you celebrating before or are you celebrating after? So I think some retailers, I think also in this economy scaled back, just worried about shrink, you know, maybe lost margin from shrink. So they'd rather be out. I was in a Walmart last night about 6 o'clock. They had not one flower.
Not seven. Completely. I thought you were going to be like at 7 o'clock on the dot. Okay, go ahead.
We're past the Super Bowl, man. Oh, come on, we're on Valentine's Day.
My bad. I thought Usher could be used on Valentine's Day. I'm just saying.
I'm sure there was a lot of Usher music being played late last night, but you know. It wasn't geared towards different things. Like even some of your discount retailers, like Aldi. I mean, they do flowers for that, but it's, you know, a couple buckets when you first come in, you know, it just didn't seem. And even Walmart, a lot of the Valentine's stuff was already sold. They were already filling it up with Easter. I mean, those aisles were already filled up with Easter candy and stuff.
Everybody's celebrating so early.
Yeah.
That's what it's
about. I mean, and for us here in Indy, we've got the All-Star weekend. So I think a lot of people chose to celebrate before because downtown Indy is going to be crazy this weekend with the NBA All-Star game.
Let's not forget, too, everyone. I mean, it was Ash Wednesday, and one thing I do want to bring up is, you know, obviously when it falls on a Tuesday, people celebrate the weekend before. It's funny. I'm going to bring this up, but ads. So I was in Lowe's the other day talking about ads, and what's crazy about that is that we were talking about, are the ads going to change? They're like, yeah, they're going to change Thursday the 15th. So my wife was like, I think because there was no ads really during Valentine's Day. And crazy, you're like, why should there be Lowe's Valentine's Day? Because there's sales on every holiday, everyone, right? So it was crazy because my wife was looking at the ads, and then sure enough, the new ad starts today. So everyone be on the lookout because, Ross, maybe we jinxed ourselves because there might be to a point where you're going to see more ads coming this weekend because I'm actually celebrating with my wife Friday, Saturday before I leave to go to California. Everyone, if you're going to be in the Central Valley next week, I will be there. Shout out or shoot me a DM. Might be doing something just to grab some lunch. We'll be available a couple days. But like I said, I'm literally, Ross, celebrating with Renee Friday, Saturday. So I think that, you know, it's just an off week. And then I think, like I said, maybe you'll see more celebrations because like Renee said to me also, we tried to book. I was like, babe, I was like, let's just book something this weekend. A lot of things are sold out this weekend. And why are they sold out? Because people are celebrating this weekend. And it's President's Day. Kids have no school Friday and or Monday. So it's a 4-day weekend. I guarantee you sales are going to bolster during this weekend, Ross.
Monday for us. We still have school on Friday.
So we're off Friday, weekend. Off Monday. But then teacher work day is where our county puts into it. So
that's Tuesday for us. So right? my kids are off Saturday through Tuesday. But yeah, to your point, it's a President's Day weekend. I think this weekend is definitely going to be busy. So if you already were out of floral yesterday on Valentine's Day, what are you going to do for the rest of the week? If somebody, you know, chose not to get stuff before Valentine's Day is going to do stuff this weekend. I think it's hard. You know, we both have a lot of kid activities. We talk about that. You know, there's a lot of weeknights. We're driving around.
We're done. We don't have time we're Uber drivers at nighttime, everyone.
We didn't do anything special last night. Yes, the kids got to open, you know, like some Valentine's gifts, but we didn't do like a special meal or anything. We're going to do that this weekend. So
I agree.
It's difficult when it falls during the week for sure. And I think it impacts the sales, you know, specific here to Indy. Like you said, we had Super Bowl on Sunday. You had Mardi Gras on Tuesday. You had Ash Wednesday and Valentine's Day.
On Wednesday.
On Wednesday.
So yeah, Ash Wednesday was on Wednesday, everyone, so we're clear.
On Wednesday.
On Wednesday.
Wednesday. Yeah. Mardi Gras was Tuesday.
Tuesday. Super Bowl was Sunday.
Yep. And then for us, we have All-Star Weekend in Indy. So like for us, it's crazy around.
No, there's a lot of things. So preparing for the stores and everything. But let's do this. Let's take a quick break. We're going to hear Dan introduce the sponsors as he always does, even though he's on break. We're going to have him introduce the sponsors. We'll see our clients, and we'll be right back.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, hear from our wonderful sponsors. We're going to find out, what is it? Patrick Kelly. Patrick, what is it that you like to do in the morning?
In the morning, I always pour a cup of coffee and grab a banana. Before Equifruit, I never thought twice about how my banana was farmed. And now that I'm a banana badass, I care about fair trade, which ensures fair pay, gender equity, and safe working conditions. This is why Equifruit is the only banana you should buy.
I love grapes.
Whoa, what's this?
Dude, that's a snack with impact.
Wait, what?
You know, Sunraise. They are the snack with impact. All their grapes and mandarins are certified, sustainably grown, so you know the planet and people are being taken care of. And they make a donation to save the children with every package packed so kids can thrive around the world.
No way. So every time I have Sunraise grape or mandarin, I'm making the world a better place?
Duh. That's why they call it the snack with impact.
Everyone, we have an APB out on a buck naked onion. This onion is produced by Owyhee Produce, so we have to be on the lookout. Whether you're a retailer, food service distributor, or a wholesaler, this onion is whole, it's hearted, and it's a buck naked, everyone. To all you civilians out there, please, let's catch this buck naked onion.
Welcome back, everyone, to Fresh from the Field Fridays. It's always great to hear from Dynamite sponsors. Creating dynamite content for the produce and supply chain industry. Now, today, we're talking all things the last week and this week, which is Super Bowl, Valentine's Day, Lent, and market updates. So, let's welcome back Ross, the produce boss, Nelson.
Thank you, Patrick.
All right, man. Listen, let's do a quickle. We're going to do a quickle updates. That's like quick updates, man. Quickle. Let's do a couple quick updates. So everyone, obviously, SCPC is coming up in just a few weeks. Southern Exposure, one of my favorite events of the year. Ross and I were just talking about the relationships, the networking, you know, how they focus on the next generation of leaders. Really love what SCPC is doing. We're going to interview David Sherrod just the Monday before SCPC as well. And then obviously, you know, we got the first in-person networking event. But before the first in-person networking event, let's talk about another one. Which is February 29th, Ross. We are doing Thursday, February 29th. That is Leap Day, everyone, that we have Robert Gunther. He is going to talk about the Farm Bill, okay? Now, previously with IFPA, helped with United Fresh, but now Robert is on his own, okay? And he's helping guide decision-making and helping consulting with companies on how to make the right decision. So Robert's going to come on and teach us a little bit about the Farm Bill, why we should be involved, how we should get involved. And again, it's not just about the Association of IFPA lobbying. We need to do our work as well. So I'm excited to have Robert on. And then some of the other virtual networking hours that we're going to do this year, we're going to have June Monroe, the PACA attorney, on, give some PACA 101. We're going to have George Rodriguez from Blue Missions talking about water, what the importance of water is and how to impact, you know, if you want to make a change, a social change. So we've got a lot of fun things happening this year with the virtual networking hours. Last year, we did retailers, Ross, as you know. Year before that, we did wholesalers. And now we're bringing it back to the community to learn more about our community. So that's obviously a fun one coming up. And then also, We got the boat tour, which is just about, what, 2 weeks out? If you think about it, we're 2 weeks out from SCPC and Southern Exposure here in Tampa, Florida. But hey, I was down at the yacht yesterday, man.
Did you put your request in with Mother Nature for some nice weather that night?
You know, I didn't, because I always say whatever happens, happens. Just like me missing one of the virtual networking hours. And everybody, why are we doing a virtual networking hour? I mean, a in-person networking? Because the Produce Industry Podcast, this one right here that I just showed you, is going to be number 42. We started these August of 2020 and we haven't missed one. So again, it's education for our industry. It's learning, it's networking, it's coming together. But I was down at the yachts and I wanted you to see, I did a little bit of video for everyone. So check this out. Hey, produce people, welcome to Tampa, Florida. Once again, I am back on the Starship Yacht. We are getting ready for the inaugural event for the Produce Industry Podcast. We're really excited to have all of you come out. Now, again, shout out to our sponsors, which are Noble Citrus, Arctic Apples, Sevren, Bell Harvest, and Continental Fresh that have helped put this event together. I did want to give you a quick overview of what the space looks like and what we're going to be doing. We've got the second deck up here that's going to have a dance floor. We've got the tables all set out for food. We've got our own inner circle, I would say, private area back here. And listen, everyone, I'm excited. I know you're excited. The Produce Industry Podcast has been 4 years on April 1st, 2020. And overall, I am just completely humbled and excited to bring this community together. Now, everyone, I want you to get ready because we are literally just a week or two out from bringing it all together.
What do you think?
Oh, man, can't wait to be on that boat. It's going to be fun.
Regardless of the weather, I mean, we're going to have fun. You're coming into town early. We're doing the seminar, right, with John and his team. You know, we're doing a self-defense seminar, everyone, that, again, it's just bringing the community together. Because, you know, if you don't want to go golfing, I mean, I'm not trying to take anything away from SCPC, but some people don't golf. I mean, I've had more women sign up for this networking, you know, the seminar, Ross.
Yeah.
Then literally I have males. And it's funny because my wife even said, she's like, well, yeah, because think about it. I mean, who doesn't want to learn self-defense? We do have a bunch of guys as well. We've got over 15 people. This is the seminar right here. This is what we got going on, everyone. So we'll put the link if you're interested in joining. If you're in town and you're not golfing, you're not doing an SCPC event, we want to make sure that you're here and you have some fun. So, Ross, let's keep going, man. Let's get it kicked off with Lint and Lemons. Why don't you talk a little bit about that? Because that's something, as you know, my background, I had no idea about it. So why don't you start off with Lint first, and then obviously we'll talk about Lint and lemons and why those correlate.
Yeah, today is the first day of fish and Lent on Fridays. So big seafood for the next 40 days on Fridays with, you know, the Catholics and Lent. So, you know, from my supermarket experience, you know, it's always going big with the lemons, trying to tie into the seafood department, doing a lot of cross merchandising, lemons on the counter, lemon baskets near seafood department. So, you know, Lent runs from Ash Wednesday to Easter. So this being the first Friday, kicking it off, I've already seen a lot of different restaurants advertising their Fish Fridays and all of that. So it can be really interesting to see how that plays out. Usually, typically you see a surge, especially in areas that have more of a Catholic demographic, you know, that are celebrating it a lot more than other religions and people. So definitely geared towards the Catholic religion, but there are other people even that may not be Catholic that do, you know, take that in and embrace it in a way. So
yeah,
we'll see.
Let me just let everybody know, give you a Lent, L-E-N-T is a 40-day season of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving that begins on Ash Wednesday and ends sundown on Holy Thursday. It's a period of preparation to celebrate the Lord's resurrection at Easter. During Lent, we seek the Lord in prayer by reading a sacred scripture. We serve by giving alms and practice self-control through fasting. That's L-E-N-T. And it's great. You know, there's going to be a lot of people giving up a lot, right? Which is, I always say, like servant leadership, right? It's giving up yourself to serve others. So I love it. I love it. Please don't give away too many fruits and vegetables. Don't you give away too many fruits and vegetables. Give up something else, okay? All right? Give up something, walk a little bit more, right? Give up an hour of TV, give up, you know what I mean? I'm trying to go like really creative here. Like give up stuff that you know that is good to get away from too. Yes, food. I know we're, you know, a lot of it's beef, you know, pork, things like that, but please do give up something in your eyes and your mind, food, a habit, you know, something that's going to make you change. Because if you're already doing this, it takes about 30 days for you to complete a change, right, Ross? So
yeah,
don't just go for one thing, you know, do a couple things.
I know if people in the past have given up sugar, soda, social media,
see,
you know, different things. So
I can't give up social media. My business depends on that.
Well, maybe not LinkedIn, but you know, you could pick another social media platform that you give up or whatever things. So
I don't like where you're going with this. I told them to do it, not me. Like, stop it. You're going the wrong way.
I'm saying you.
You're going the wrong way, anybody. Here, buddy.
Most people have already decided what they're going to do, but I've typically seen, you know, sugar, soda, different things like that that some people will try to do.
So. Yeah. Well, let's talk about that too. Lent and lemons, and you might be thinking about this, like, what do you mean? What's crazy is there's already some, I would say, some articles in the paper that talks about great lemon supply for Lent from some of the suppliers that are out there in the citrus world. It happens all the time, right? So why go with lemons? Because again, a lot of times you give up meat, different meats, like I said, pork or beef. And that's when you start bringing in fish, right? Your seafood dishes, your complements of a lemon goes with salmon, goes with shrimp, goes with other seafood dishes. Again, you could do tacos, do fish tacos, right? Then you got lemons and limes mixed in there. One of the big things is if you're a retailer, put little displays together, just like that little display I saw on Whole Foods. It was literally the size of your desk, Ross. I mean, seriously, I wish I took a picture of it. Everyone, it was probably 3 feet by 2 feet, strawberries on one side, whipped cream in the middle, flowers on one side. It literally had everything, but it did not take shelf space away.
It could be as simple as a wicker basket with 30 lemons on the seafood counter.
Yes, exactly.
As you're at the seafood counter ordering your fish from the seafood person, you have a basket of lemons on the counter. Boom, right there. Hey, you got your fish. Don't forget your lemons.
I'm just saying.
And you see a ton of fish fry Fridays. Ton of fried fish Fridays.
There's always that, right?
Churches, restaurants, everyone. They always do fish specials. I mean, you look at McDonald's. Their fish filet sandwich that they do on Fridays for their special.
Oh, 100%. It's crazy. Is obviously, talking about lemons, we're going to get into market updates. One of the other things is everybody on Fresh from the Field Fridays want to give you some market updates. And you talk about lemons. Check these out, Ross. Look at that.
Oh, I mean, man.
Seriously.
Look at the structure of that, the juice, the size, the sheen. Wow.
Trying to get us in a better view here. Oh, there we go. Look at this.
Those are clean.
These are 56 count. 56 count.
Big boys.
Yeah. So if you're a, I would say a top notch retailer, these are like extra fancy. You could literally sell these, put them on display. They'll look amazing. And the same if you're a low cost retailer, why not put them up there? This is what I say. Look at the rind. And that's what shows that this is a good piece of fruit too. It's not 75% rind. So some other things that are out there. But
I mean, no defects, clean, the sheen. I mean, just look nice.
Clean, sheen.
Put those on a seafood counter. What customer is not going to pick up one?
Oh, 100%. And that's perfect for cooking. That has plenty of juice in it instead of a tiny little lemon, which don't get me wrong, I love tiny lemons. But these have the juice content in it. So, well, speaking of that, let's move on, you know, from Lent and lemons to actually the market. Some market updates, everyone, for you. We put some market updates down here. We put our first ticker below. That's right, everyone. So John Papp, that was just for you, buddy. So don't kill us too hard. But we definitely want to put some in there. Over the next months, you'll see ups and downs, some actual numbers that we'll try to put some prices in there as well to start showing you, everyone, you know, what some of these prices are. You know, Paul Manfrey does a good update on his Saturdays and Sundays. I always forget which day it is. It comes up on Instagram.
I think he had one on Wednesday or Tuesday this week, too, talking about bell peppers and warm veg.
So we're going to start getting some update on pricing. I'm hoping Anne-Marie Utering's listening, too, because we want to get some more analytics on these calls as well. So let's talk about, you know, market updates, you know, for just California citrus overall. You know, weather impact has been huge. I mean, even in the coming days, we've got plenty of rain coming in. So obviously I arrive on Saturday and it looks here. We got rain Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, then partly cloudy Thursday, Friday, then back to rain Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. This is all above, you know, 50% chance of rain. 1, 2, 3. 4, 5, 6 days out of those 14 days. Sound like a meteorologist. With humidity of 95%, a UV index from 0 to 11, sunset at 5:37 p.m., everyone.
There's a lot of moisture all around.
Right? There's a lot of things happening. So, you know, the unique challenges, we're proactively managing harvesting operations. Rainfall limits a lot of situations in the field. So, taking measures. These are all California shippers that are taking, you know, supply measures, checking in the field every day. The industry insight, we're all seeing sour rot, some clear rot. It's been unveiled. We've seen it. And if you're a packer right now saying we haven't seen it, listen, I can name 7 packers right now. I buy your fruit in the grocery stores and I'm throwing 1 to 2 pieces away. So it's revealed. Okay. So our industry is aware of some sour rot. Post-harvest decay induced by specific fungus impacts citrus fruits while soft, watery, lesions affecting taste and quality. So obviously our focus is, you know, combating sour rot involves preventative measures and a commitment to, you know, stringent quality control. You know, obviously we got to work hard to make sure quality citrus goes into the boxes and the bags. So obviously post-harvest chemicals, the wax application, all of it is a strategic, you know, addition that minimizes the decay risk and doing extra quality reports, Ross. So, and then, you know, one of the other things is people don't understand, you know, Quentin Rowe said this to me, you know, they're hand-picked, hand-packed, hand-delivered. A lot of the citrus industry, still does hand-packed, they hand-grade. So remember, there's still a human element here touching that fruit. So if the machine misses it and someone touches it and their finger goes into it, it's going into the standard or juice bin. So again,
the same weather you're talking about is affecting a lot of other California crops, you know, in Oxnard and Santa Maria, got early strawberries and late season strawberries 100%. In certain regions. Florida's getting rain this weekend as well. Mexico, I mean, so I know we have strawberries on there, but a lot of the rain in all of the growing areas, I mean, there's 3 different growing areas, Florida, Mexico and California all have seen rain in the last few weeks. And that's what's impacted a lot of the supplies leading into Valentine's Day this week. And we'll still continue to challenge it for the next few weeks. Onions, looking at that, going across on our ticker, you know, seeing a lot of supplies is that, you know, you can't grow any more onions right now in the Northwest, but there are some starting to come out of Mexico. That's very limited right now. Pricing is also maybe keeping it more in Mexico than crossing the border. So that's being impacted. And then a lot of the bell peppers, you know, we've talked about weather and cool weather everywhere. We're talking to a person earlier and Michigan's seeing a lot of snow. So there's crazy weather. Winter weather is still here. I don't care what the groundhog said about an early spring. We're still seeing winter. And that is definitely impacting fresh produce.
100%, man. 100%. And Ross said, I mean, I know that I was even talking to Shay the other day. I mean, the white and yellow onions are really tight this year. So that's obviously something we're all going to. And if you're some. And if you're someone like me, you know, I'm completely eating these things, you know, all the time. So one thing we got to look at is there's definitely a lot of supply hiccups this year. You know, between citrus, between onions, between bell peppers, there are just a lot of things going on. And everyone, with inflation, is crazy. We're going to have another Freshman Field Fridays about pricing, going back a couple of years, bring it in to today. Obviously, you know, I love that, you know, Mark at Jungle Gyms did that Home Alone comparison over the Christmas time about what it cost Kevin to go shopping in 95 versus what it is today. Completely crazy. And one of those things you're just like, holy cow. So I think it's got a lot of good stuff, you know. And then, you know, your warm veg, that's another item that's coming up on the calendar. You've got, again, your once Florida starts getting a little bit hotter too, you'll start to see more southern varieties coming out of Florida and hitting the markets as well.
Yeah, I mean, we should be seeing Florida really hit their stride in about a month.
Yep.
On a lot of things. So
it'll get a little
cloudy weather. You know, I was recently in Florida and it wasn't typically Florida weather. It was more of the unseasonably winter weather that they see. So there's different patterns all over. You know, the El Nino to La Nina is definitely going to play with our fresh produce this year in many different areas, you know, from America to South America, across into Canada. You think about if those greenhouses aren't getting the sun that they need to get things growing, there's going to be impacts all across the world.
And there still is, yeah. Well, everyone, that's our Fresh from the Field Fridays today. Please send us some comments, what you want to hear. Next week, Ross and I will be back as Dan is still out. I will be in California. Dan will be in Indianapolis. I will be right at the Packers house. Oh, wait.
Ross.
Whoa, see? Got me already. Ross will be in Indianapolis. I'll be in Woodlake at the packing house. So what's great about that is I'll be near some California citrus. So maybe I'll bring some on to cut open right from the shed, Ross. So I appreciate
I'll try to grab some from some retailers in our area so we can kind of compare and contrast on some things.
And if you got some of mine in there, just grab some of mine too so we can see how it delivered too. You know what I mean? It's always
you got it.
Well, everyone, thank you so much. I appreciate you. And I'm also going to play one last video audio clip for you because I always have a question and they always ask me, what is the Produce Industry Podcast? Well, let's go ahead and show you so you can hear
it. Let's see it.
Hey, produce people, welcome to the Produce Industry Podcast, the official voice of the produce industry. I'm your host, Patrick Kelly, and I am grateful to have you on this journey with me. The show covers all aspects of the produce and supply chain industry, from global supply and demand trends, consumer data and analytics, marketing, and subject matter experts covering the global supply chain. Whether you're in a retail location, at the packing house, or literally in the field. The produce industry is very complex and covers A to Z, literally asparagus through zucchini. The show explores the business of produce through unboxing products, introducing produce brands, tasting fruits and vegetables, and having fun along this produce journey. With insights from fields, ports, roads, and rails, we talk about it all. Across the produce supply chain, there are innovators, disruptors, and entrepreneurs working to advance and sell fresh fruit and vegetables to your plate. The Produce Industry Podcast is the freshest weekly audio source for the produce industry. That's right, everyone, the official voice of the produce and supply chain industry. If you listen to the show, thank you. You already know where to find us. If you don't listen to the show, we can be found on all your favorite podcast platforms. And don't forget, subscribe, like, and leave a review.